This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The World Health Organization is trying to fill the gap left in the COVAX dose-sharing program by India, suspending exports of AstraZeneca doses, and is in talks with donors, including the United States. Bruce Aylward, a WHO senior advisor, said there was no firm date for resumption of Indian vaccine exports amid its COVID-19 crisis. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus told the same briefing that the global COVAX program needs $35 billion to $45 billion to vaccinate adults next year. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 12 to 15 by next week, setting up shots for many before the beginning of the next school year. That's according to a federal official and a person familiar with the process. The FDA action would be followed by a meeting of Federal Vaccine Advisory Committee to discuss whether to recommend the shot for 12 to 15-year-olds. Then the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention would act on the committee's recommendation. Those steps could be completed in a matter of days. Air travel in the U.S. hit its highest mark since COVID-19 took hold more than 13 months ago. While European Union officials are proposing to ease restrictions on visitors to the continent as the vaccine sends new cases and deaths tumbling in more affluent countries, the improving picture in many places contrasts with the worsening disaster in India. In the U.S., the average number of new cases per day fell below 50,000 for the first time since October, and nearly 1.67 million people were screened at U.S. airport checkpoints on Sunday alone. This is VOA News. The U.S. and U.K. dismissed reports again coming out of Iran that they are thrashing a prisoner exchange deal with Tehran that could see the imminent release of a British-Iranian woman and four Americans, among others. Iran was a key topic of discussions Monday between U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and his host in London, British Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab. Their meeting took place a day before the first face-to-face meeting of foreign ministers from the group of seven leading industrial nations in 2 years, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. Iran, Ukraine, China, Russia, climate change, and COVID-19 are expected to dominate the talks. U.S. President Joe Biden is lifting the refugee cap after backlash over delaying the move, AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden will formally lift the nation's refugee cap to 62,500 this year. The decision comes after Biden came under intense criticism for delaying a decision to lift the 15,000 refugee limit instituted by President Donald Trump. In a statement, Biden said the new limit erases the historically low number set by the previous administration. However, Biden called it a sad truth that the cap of 62,500 refugees will not be met by the end of the fiscal year in September. Biden plans on setting the refugee cap at 125,000 for the 2022 fiscal year. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, former U.S. President Donald Trump continues to try to stay relevant in American politics by attempting to tighten his grip on the Republican Party. AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Former President Trump and his backers appear to be working to purge the Republican Party of members they see as disloyal. On Monday, Trump said, despite all of the evidence to the contrary, that, quote, the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 will be from this day forth known as the big lie. Trump and his congressional followers are trying to force Wyoming Congresswoman Liz Cheney out of the House leadership. Cheney continues to denounce the attacks on the election by Trump and his followers as poisoning our democratic system. Utah Senator Mitt Romney was booed at a meeting over the weekend by Trump backers who failed to get the state party to censure him for opposing Trump. Romney warning, quote, if we divide our party, we're going to be a losing party. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Bill and Melinda Gates say they are divorcing. Microsoft co-founder and his wife said Monday that they would continue to work together at the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, the world's largest private charitable foundation. In identical tweets, they said they had made the decision to end their marriage of 27 years. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.